Wir lernen in Teis für Siomi, wir in Maseches Kiddushin, page 52, on page B, Daf Nun Beis, Amud Beis, in the middle of the page there is a new Mishnah, which says, Amekadish Bechilkoi, Bein Kodshe Kodoshim, Bein Kodshe Kalim, Eina Mekudeshes, somebody who is engaging a woman, who is Mekadesh a woman, with his part, his consecrated part. We are speaking about a Kohen, who has something either which is Kodshe Kodoshim, which is a higher value of sanctity, or Kodshe Kalim, which is a lower value, lower degree of sanctity. Eina Mekudeshes, this just doesn't work. But actually we learned from the Gemara that this is not so poshut, this is not so clear. This is a machlokes tanoim, which is being paskened here in the Mishnah, and here it is being told as Stam Mishnah. But later on we found that this is not so easy, because as we see here down in the Gemara, after the in the wide lines is the third line, Ton Rabono Lehar Petriose Sher Rabbi Meir, Oma Elohem, Rabbi Yehuda Le Talmidov. So said Rabbi Yehuda to his pupils after Rabbi Meir has passed away. Al yechnesu talmide Rabbi Meir lekan. Don't let enter their students, the students of Rabbi Meir, mipnei shen kantrenin him, because they are troublemakers. Veloy lilmot toyrohim boim elo lekaphoni behalochois. They are really not going to, they don't have the pure intentions. They don't come in order to learn some Torah from me. They are just trying to bother me with their halachic stupid things, ideas. And they are really just trying to angry me. So don't let them in, please. This is what something which we had already said in Nazir, legabi a different halacha in the context of an other law. But here we learn that actually the halacha brought by a Rabbi Meir student to Rabbi Yehuda's school was actually this Mishnah, which apparently Rabbi Yehuda didn't agree with, and at the end Rabbi Yossi was the one who defended this. So we got this really in name of Rabbi Yossi, but maybe this is in the name of Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir's student brought this halacha, and Rabbi Yossi defended it, and Rabbi Yehuda attacked it. Anyway, there are different opinions about the subject, but this was the original context. Rabbi Yehuda didn't want any student to come in, but dochak sumchus venichnas. Sumchus, a distinguished student of Rabbi Meir, was forcing, and he entered against the will of the security guard people, and he said, but I don't know if he was asked, Amar lohem, kach shonor li Rabbi Meir. This is how Rabbi Meir taught me. Hamekadesh b'chelkoi ben kodesh kodoshim ben kodoshim kalim loy kiddush. So he says the same as in the Mishnah. Somebody who is being mekadesh with his part, with his chelek, with his evochim, be it kodesh kodoshim or kodeshim kalim, loy kiddush, it won't work. So what's wrong with it? He said a Mishnah. Kas Rabbi Yehuda Alehem. Rabbi Yehuda got angry and he said, Omar lohem, Loikach omarti lohem. Isn't it what I said, told you already? Al yichnesu mitalmid de Rabbi Meir lekan. Don't let enter the students of Rabbi Meir, please. Mipnei shekantern inim. They are troublemakers. Veloy limay torim boim alo lekafchani behalochas. They're not learning, they don't want to learn, they want to angry me. And he says, V'chi isho bazoro minayin. So, where do we see such a thing? A woman in the Azoro, a woman being present at the sanctuary, eating from the Kodoshim. So what is this? What are you talking about? How come you quote such a teaching? Okay, so Rabbi Yossi comes and Rabbi Yossi says that famous line, Ramar Umar Rabbi Yossi, Yoimru, people will say, Meir Shochav, Yehuda Koas, Yossi Shosak, if Rabbi Meir is dead, if Rabbi Yehuda is angry, and Rabbi Yossi will be silent, Divrei Tairo Matehe Oleho, what will be about Divrei Tairo? If the greatest rabbis are engaged in machloikes, who will be engaged in learning? So Rabbi Yossi at the end defended this side, but Tosfos and Rashi is arguing about the anger of Rabbi Yehuda, because he said in anger that Isho Ba'azoro Minayim, V'chi Isho Ba'azoro Minayim. Exactly said. So, where do we see such a thing that a woman is present in the Azoro? Azoro is one part of the sanctuary of the Beis Hamikdash, of the temple. And when we in our synagogues have a section for women, this is called Ezras Nashim. Ezra's Noshim is also from Lashon Azoro, which is also means hall of the general hall, the Azoro, and the Ezra's Noshim, the one for women. And Rabbi Yehuda thinks that this is absurd, that you have a Kohen who had a designated part, and of course this can be questioned. If he is allowed, he can do rightfully to give from his sacrifice part to something which is his, should be his. Actually, this is an interesting one, because one would say that this is the single thing that you own more than any other thing in the world. Because if you own any other thing in the world, then you can give this away. But you can't give this away. You must eat this. You personally must eat this, because this is your chelek. Hanukadish bechalkai. This was the exact language of the Mishnah. So this is yours and not anyone else's. So with the common sense, one would say that, okay, so this is yours more than anyone else. But actually, this is not so. Actually, the opposite is true. This is not yours at all. This is, legally, this is not yours. This is owned by God. This says Shulchan Gavoa. It says, this is not yours. You just allowed to eat it. God says you are invited to my Seuda, please eat something from it. It's very similar to a halachic situation which I heard, that somebody was invited to a wedding, and the wedding invitation, it said, you and your whole family is invited, and take part of the Seuda and enjoy. And then he went, but his family didn't. And then he took his seconds and started to take some of the foods. And somebody asked him, what are you doing? Look, here it says, my family is invited. So why is it interesting that my family could not came? He says, I'm not sure about it at all. You should ask... You should ask the organizers, how did they thought when they wrote this? They may have thought that we are preparing food enough. First thing, maybe we ourselves, the organizers, we ourselves want to take all what remains. Because we have Sheva Brochas, we will need it. Or we want to give it away as tzedakah. Maybe we have other kinds of plans. How do you know? And how do you know that maybe when they wrote it that you and your whole family is invited? Maybe it's not. It's they already know that not everyone can come. So they already know every second people will come, and every second family will come. So not all the families will be present. So we already prepared so much food so that it will be enough only for those who come. So maybe you're not allowed. And actually, this is what they asked Rabbi, and the rabbi said, right, this is not allowed. Not allowed to take food home from public seudos, even though in the invitation it says your whole family is invited. This is just on condition that they actually come. So this is something similar in our Mishnah, I think. In our Mishnah, you're the guest of God. So he said that you can eat from the Zevachim, from the Korbonos. And you want to give away to somebody else, it's not allowed. It's yours and nobody else's. Is it because this is yours more than, I don't know, your cell phone? No, this is less yours. This is not yours. You are partaking from the Seuda. You are not an owner. You are benefiter, or you are benefiting the goods that can be found in the Seuda. So you're just not part. So this is really the whole problem with the Mishnah, that you cannot do this. But anyway, Rabbi Yehuda says that there is an even bigger problem with it, that women are just not present at all in the Azor. And when you read Rashi, it makes a lot of sense. Because Rashi says, Isha ba'azor minayin, Isha ba'azor minayin, how do you know Isha from Isha in the Azor? How, where do you find such a thing? Diktani kodshe kodoshim. Rashi says, it's kodshe kodoshim. If it's kodshe kodoshim. Okay, so this I haven't noticed so far. So if there would be just a... not kodshe kodoshim. Kodshe kodoshim, kodoshim kalim. Kodoshim kalim, Rashi says, okay, no problem. Rabbi Yehuda says, no problem, no problem. Kodshe kodoshim, women eat. Really, I understand, I see this machloikes, this is very nice. And I have nothing to complain about. But as soon as you start to speak about Kodshe Kodoshim, Kodshe Kodoshim is more strict. It has special rules. You cannot eat just this just anywhere. You must eat it in the Azoro, in a certain inner part of the sanctuary. That is the Ketanik Kodshe Kodoshim Ve'are Im Yoitzium Chutzlo Azoro. Afinu Ezras Noshim. So, in the moment that you bring it out from the Azoro, from this inner side, even though you bring it only from to Ezras Noshim, which is at least grammatically related to the Azoro, but it's just a bit further. It already renders it unfit to eat, impossible to eat. Ezras Noshim Em Nifsolim Bayoitze. They are immediately unfit for it. So it's forbidden. I think it's like forbidden foods. It's like treif. It's like non-kosher. You cannot eat because it's holy. Holy things you can eat only in a holy place. And if you bring something out from the holy place, it's unfit. You are not allowed to eat. So this just doesn't make sense. You bring out something kodesh kodoshim that should be eaten in the Azoro, and you bring it out to the Ezras Noshim and eat there. Doesn't work. With kodoshim kalim it works nicely, yes, because you can bring it out. Okay. Afilu Ezras Noshim em nifsolim biyotze. Ve noshim ein ignesos la, and women are not allowed to enter in the sanctuary. Kidet nambe ovos atumos. Beperek hamed maseches kelim, as we learn in the first perek of the kelim, that women are not allowed to enter into the azora, into the inner part. Yes, they are not allowed to enter in the inner part. But really, why? So they have their own parts, and this really makes a problem for Taisves. So this Taisves can be, well, a source for those who are emphasizing women rights. But for sure, if there is an Ezras Noshim and there's a part for men and part for women, from a social standpoint, it's clear that women there, men there. So it's no question. Question is Torah law. According to Torah law, Taisves says no such thing. Women can enter to the Azoro, whatever. What's more, they not just can enter, in certain cases they must enter. And if you notice, then you can see Rashi doesn't mention, Rashi just says it's first perek Maseches Kelim. Really, Mishnayos is not that long, one perek Mishnayos, so one can just read it through. And it says in Maseches Kelim, first perek, Mishnah Vov, Eser Kedushas Hin. So Mishnah Vov, Zayin Chet, and Tes are explaining these 10 milas, these 10 different places all over the world, which are existing, which are distinct, based on their Kedusha. And nowhere it does mention that women are not allowed to go in. But apparently this is the place where Rashi says that no, don't do that, don't enter. So this is what Taisves says, and Taisves quotes this these 10 levels of sanctity of the places. Taisves says, V'chi isha bo'azor minayim perish bekonturas, learned in Rashi, the ein isha lichneses bo'azor okidet nam beperek kameh, the kelim. We learn this in Maseches Kelim. Veloidak. It's not fine. It's not fine. It's not so. Delo yashkichan v'shum duchta denoshim asuras lekanes boazoro. We don't find in any place that women are not allowed to enter into the Azoro. Interesting, because his language says asuras. Asuras, which seems to imply even by social conduct, so not necessarily Torah law. So by social conduct, clearly women are not allowed to enter to the Azoro. Because if so, then why do you have Ezras Noshim? You have Ezras Noshim. The introduction of the concept of an Ezras Noshim implies that this is the place to be for women, and not this. And yes, there are certain cases which Taisves mentions later on, like Nazira and Saita, in which cases women must enter. Okay, if they must enter, they enter. But yes, if not necessary, not because they must, they don't enter. So what? So maybe this is the case that she was a Nazira. She was a Nazira. And she, he said to a very nice woman, I want to engage you. And she said, what are you doing for a living? She said, I'm a Nazira. What are you doing these days? I'm a Nazira. Okay, nice. So, I'm a Kohen. So we will meet at the Azoro. You come to the Azoro next week, next Sunday, 5 o'clock p.m., let's meet there, and you come, and you bring your korban as a nazira, and then I give something to eat to you from the kodoshim, and you can be mekudosh. You're invited from the food of the boss. this may well have been the situation. So in such a case, it's not really understood what exactly the problem of Rabbi Yehuda is with the law of Sumchus, that Sumchus said over in the name of his teacher Rabbi Meir. So, but as generally seen, it's clear. It says women are not allowed to enter to the Azoro because it's not their place to be. Their place to be is the Ezras Noshim. So you don't just go in and out. So this just don't work. This is just not befitting. So Asurais, not Asurais. You know, on a social level, it's clear that it's forbidden, but Taisves is arguing Rashi's point that there are asuras in a kedusha diga level. Yes, yes. So it's interesting. Okay. So I'm not taking too far the consequences that Tosfos says asura has a meaning of a rabbinical enactment, but kedusha is, which I mentioned in Maseches Kelim, has a connotation of Torah level prohibition, and clear that there is no Torah level prohibition, and there can be no Torah level prohibition. But anyway, there can be any Torah level prohibition. So if Rashi somehow sees this in the, we will quote soon the exact wording of those Mishnah. Yes, but this could make sense anyway. What Rashi says, they could have well been forbidden from the Azoro on a Torah level, on a Kedusha Diga level, and at the same time they must enter when they are Nazira or Yesoita, which overrides this general rule. So this can be the case, this can well be the case. So let's see. Do we find or can we read in the Mishnayas the Isur to enter the Azoro for women? So he says, "B'shum duchta nenashim asuras lekanes ba'azoro she'are b'perek kamed kelim tanan." This is what we have learned in Maseches Kelim in the first perek. Hachayil mekuda shemenu. The chayil is one part of the temple, is more holy than the previous one, which is not quoted here. She'ein tome meis nichnas lasham. No one could enter here who is Tome Meis. Lemaila himanu Ezra Sisroel. So here are we. Ezra Sisroel is the man's part, which is called to Azoro. Is more holy. She'en Mechusar Kippurim Nichnas Lashon. So Mechusar Kippurim is not allowed to be there. So this is the place where the exclusion for women should be mentioned. Maybe there is something Nida-related prohibition which should be here or which should be seen here. And if somebody does this, enters like Mechusar Kippurim in a state of still lacking a korban as a Kippurim is korban. Mechusar Kippurim is somebody who has not yet brought the korban from a state of impurity. But if he goes anyway, then he must bring a new korban, a chatos. L'mayla himanu Ezra's koyanim. Ezra's koyanim is even greater than that. We can also see here, we would also accept to see here the exclusion of women. The Ezra's koyanim, where koyanim can enter only. She'en Yisraelim nichnasim lashon. So Yisraelim cannot enter here. But koyan women are not excluded. Elo b'shas tzorcheim. Interesting, the idea that I said. Only in the time of their need. Only they cannot enter. They are prohibited to enter. Unless when they must. Lismicha shchita tenufo. These are the necessities of Israel, which they must do, and when they must do, they really can enter to the Azoro. They can do for in order to do smicha, which is pushing the animal before being sacrificed. Another is shchita, which is shechting the animal to slaughter the animal, which also can be done by them. Tnufo, which is waving, also a part of the procedure. Veloket aninashim. So here are those levels of sanctity that we would wanted to see women, and we see that we don't see. Veloket aninashim she'enich nasos shom. So here you don't find a place. It was very nice from the part of Tosfos that he said as criticism to Rashi that is the loydak, not fine, not true really. So, the oid, Tnan beperekol apsulim. We learned in the perekol apsulim. Sheashchito kasher benoshim. Okay, clearly the shchita is a kashero. The shchita is alright if done by women. So this is really, I don't know in what aspect does this bring a new kind of proof. Because, as we just said, Yisrael have their necessities. When Yisrael, a non-koyanim, has to enter to inner side, to the part which is for koyanim only, they can enter, even women. And they can do their sacrifice, which overrides their prohibition. So this is very interesting, because even if we would see here mentioning the exclusion of the women, even so, this is not proof. Because yes, they are excluded, but they are included again for their necessities. They cannot come unless they have some necessities why to come. Yes, so they have your necessities, so it's kashero. So this obviously means that they are allowed to enter to the Azoroid. And furthermore, Harisoite unazira nignoses boazoro lehonif. Soite and nazira, the two classical cases of a woman bringing a korban. I don't know why these two are emphasized maybe it's technicality. So maybe even when a woman brings hatos, this is also a case. But maybe in that case, she doesn't have to come. I don't know. You must know all the details of the korban. So there are such details like, he said, smicha, shchita, tnufa. Maybe smicha is like man's business. Shchita, kasher benoshim, he said. Tnufa, maybe wave service. Not necessary for every type of korban, maybe for mechale Shabbos b'shoigeg, from somebody who desecrates the Shabbos by accident, has to bring a korban. If a woman does this, she obviously has to bring a korban. But maybe it doesn't necessitate a waving service, so she can do it by not entering by indirect manner, by sending somebody to do her job on behalf of her. But Saita and Nazira seems to be that they are active involvement is necessary. Saita and Nazira, Niknasos Bazor Lehonif Lekach Nireli. So this is all why we want to say, says Tosfos, because we still have a problem with Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, that what is his problem with what Sumchu says. Why was he so angry that Sumchu said that it's not allowed, it doesn't work that you give from your chelek, from your consecrated part of meat to a woman. This just doesn't work that you give it as Shaveh Pruta, as Kiddushin, as Kesef Kiddushin. So what's the problem? So Rabbi Yehuda says, women cannot enter. Rechi isho b'azor minayin. From where do we see a woman in the Azor? Rechi isho b'azor. Rechi isho b'azor. Lehiskadesh minayin. It's a slight distortion of the text. It says, here we see the general rule of Rashi being more close to the text, and Tosfos being more close to the meaning, because they said, I don't know really, Rashi, why was it necessary for Rashi to mention the exact source in Kalim? Because in Kalim there is no source, so it was self-defeating thing to do from Rashi's part. Why to mention this source? Don't mention the source. Just say that women don't enter to the. If not necessary, they don't enter for. So it's not necessary to. And more or less, this is what Tosfos says at the end. Minayin, Hare in regilus shetekanes lashon. this is just not the way. This is just not the case more often that they should enter. Kade leiskadesh, in order to do a marriage, to consecrate, consummate a marriage inside the Beis HaMikdosh. Ah, okay, so it's a new reading. So it's a new reading that Tosfos introduces. It says, V'chi isho ba'azorim minayim, V'chi isho, isho doesn't mean isho, doesn't mean woman. Isho means business of woman, an issue of woman. Issue of woman meaning marriage. So marriage in the Beis HaMikdosh, this is not shayach. This is not something to do. En regilos shetekanes lashon kedei leiskadesh shehare bizoyanu. This is a bizoyan. This is something not to do. Umilta de lo shechichei. And this is something which is not often. What is not often? Maybe. I wanted to say that this is maybe when the case that I said before, that she is already Nazira, that she already comes. Hopefully not Soite, because Soite should not be consecrated. Could not be consecrated in the same time. But Nazira could be consecrated. So this can be, but this is something that is not fit for a Tana to speak about. Tosfos says, Velo ayre Tana amezeh. A Tana doesn't speak about such a rare case. Tana always speaks about often cases, cases which are occurring. This never occurs. So, which also has some question marks. So, why not? So, the whole Maseches Kiddushin is speaking about, I give you a date, then another date, and another date, or which we learned last week, that I give you a cup of water, and I miscarriage you with a cup of water, so what is this? Yes, it's very strange that he says that, Milta de la Shechicha, he velo ayre Tana mizeh, a Tanaitic sage from the Tanaitic age, won't speak about a case which is not occurring often, and which is not prevalent, and this case is not prevalent because it's bizoyan, but it could have been done. But isho be'azor minayin, it's interesting. Isho in this case it means as is in noshim, so the marriage itself. Okay. Okay, so what we would want to say in such a case, that women should never enter because they have their own pot, and really what is the bizoyan in it? Giving a ring, being miskadesh? I don't know. I don't really know. If there would be chuppa, there would be yichud, I would understand. But just as being miskadesh, being the bizoyan, and being the rejection of this opinion of Rabbi Meir and his student Sumchus is not clear. But I would want to say that they have the Ezras Noshim. Why not being the Ezras Noshim? So this is prohibited. And why wasn't... So this is interesting, that this is such an easy explanation. And Rashi doesn't want it. Rashi wants to bring something from Maseches Kelim, which is not there. And Tosfos doesn't like. And Tosfos wants to bring that. It's a bizoyan, without explaining further. And Tosfos says that Tana doesn't speak about it. But Tana does speak about it, so we can go to home with some nice questions again. Baruch Hashem. Just a short addition I have seen recently in the Mishnah. If we read a bit earlier, one line earlier than Tosfos started his quotation, then we see the Maila of Har HaBayis, the sanctity of the Temple Mount. Currently we don't really enter the Temple Mount. Maybe exactly this is the source why we don't do this. Har HaBayis Mekudash Mimenu. Har HaBayis has a special sanctity in the way She'ein zovim ve'zovos nidois ve'yodos nichnosim l'shom. So if somebody has this special problem of Zav or Nida or gave birth. They just cannot enter. So we found several. So Nida was something which I was missing from this whole list that Rashi and Tosfos gave back and forth, because this is often a source for in Halacha. Being Nida is often a source for exclusion of the women. And actually, yes. This is a Besula. In a Shayach case, this can be a virgin who is technically a Nida, because we don't let her enter to Mikvah. So she is forbidden. So she is forbidden to enter to the Temple Mounts. So it sounds very nice according to Rashi. Okay, so we just have to read some Mishnahs and we have somewhat nice solution. Taisvis anyway doesn't like it, so we can think it further, and this is somehow purpose of this program, to think further and further about all these issues.